Wow, that was a very like musical fart, dude.
All right, we're gonna start the episode with that. I run Papa's Basement. I'm not doing names anymore. Do you want names?
No, Patrick? I don't give a shit. It's your podcast, bro. I'm just hanging out.
It's John, Will, and Patrick. You figure out who the fuck is who.
Guess who farted?
Yeah, I was.
Do you think
Will.
We sound different?
I farted into the mic as well, but it was silent, but it was disgusting. So now I'm just breathing in my own filth. So.
Well, unfortunately, they only can hear and not smell.
If
and
only.
Unfortunately, also, I'm 15 feet away from you.
Yeah, you're good.
We'll see
you're
if
good.
It's
I don't know
enough.
About.
I don't think mine smelled, actually.
Really?
No, those chips are the first thing I've eaten all day.
It
all
sounded really impressive, though. Like, there was a lot of stuttering at the end. Like,
yeah, I forced it.
You're really flapping those butt cheeks.
There's different. Will's a very lean, muscular guy, so his farts are going to be different than my more ample rump. Who do you think makes like a louder fart? Like a thin ass or like a fat ass?
Oh, fat ass. Because also fat ass people eat more shitty food.
Well, there's that. But I'm saying like control. Like we're just feeding them the same thing.
But the fart sound is actually like the butt cheeks like rippling. Or is it just coming out of your asshole?
I think it's the asshole alone, really. Like, because you're not. Think about it. You're not.
That's what I thought, too. It's like a whoopee cushion, right? But like. How come you never hear pets fart when they very clearly do?
Because they don't have butt cheeks trapping them. Their asses are just exposed to the wind.
I've heard it once in a blue moon, though.
Rarely, but most of the time not. You just smell it. You're like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
But how much of farting...
It's always when I'm watching a movie with a lady friend over that the dog just
smells like a shit on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying that you audibly fart.
No, you got to wait till you're in a relationship to start doing that. Like your fiance was telling me earlier.
Oh, yeah, where I do what's called a fart transfer,
mm-hmm.
where I will walk up to her and like press my ass flush to hers and then fart.
Jesus.
I mean, what do you want? There's
how
nothing
many
left
months
to do.
Into dating did you wait to start doing that? Or was that how you wooed her?
Look, I remember one time, Will... Correct me if I'm wrong. My dad told me with a straight face that he had never farted in front of mom.
I don't do that.
He wasn't...
I lived with a woman for 5 years. I never did that shit. You're crazy.
I was not the one that broke the armistice. You
know
what
wow.
I mean? Like, Kelly at a certain point was just like, I'm going to do this. And I was like, really? Like, this is, and it's not even going to be occasional. Like once the fucking cork was out of the anus, so to speak, like it was nonstop. So I was just like, well, I guess I'm joining in the symphony here.
I mean, I have heard stories of like women who legit had to go to the hospital because they were like holding in their farts around their boyfriend. And it was almost like the Louis C.K. thing, remember? Where that woman's like, I'm giving birth, like she was pregnant.
Oh.
And then she gets to the hospital. It's like the first episode of Louis, maybe.
Oh.
And like the gag is just releases.
Not the first thing I think when someone says the Louis C.K. thing.
Jerking off.
You think back to your early in your stand-up career when he made you watch him masturbate.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't look attentive enough. Like he was like, can you put your phone down?
He wanted eye contact.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like it was one of those things that was just sort of out in the open among the community. I remember like comics on Opie and Anthony, like referring to that.
Fucking Hannibal Buress was
exactly,
talking about
the Cosby,
being
shit.
A rapist for like 20 fucking years or something.
And like his lawyers tried to sue Hannibal Buress at first. And that's like when the Watergates, or not Watergate, what the hell's the term?
Floodgates.
Floodgates. Yeah. Thank you. Broke.
I don't like, what do you do in that situation? Like,
if you're Cosby?
Yeah.
Probably shut your fucking mouth.
Just
like,
let
yeah,
it roll.
I do rape people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you go to trial, get convicted, and then get released. He's out, right?
Like, yeah, he got out like on a fucking Carlito's Way technicality.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like Norwalk. Like they did something illegal with testimony or something. That's why he's
out.
Wow. Yeah, he only did like 3 years, if that.
God damn.
Hell is a long time, so.
And you see, you put the Spanish fly in that drink, and then you bend them over.
And then they hit you with the pitchfork. Never watched
an
episode
of
that
shit.
What? Get the fuck. We watched like 100 episodes of that shit.
None of it stuck.
No.
Again, like we talked about before, like just because we couldn't relate to that shit, you know, especially the rape part.
Yeah.
But, like, any family that was together, like Boy Meets World. I'd watch that.
I mean, your family didn't do choreographed dance numbers frequently?
Did they do that in the Cosby Show?
Huh?
Did they do that in the Cosby Show?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. No, it's more like you watch like Boy Meets World. Like they're not
well,
constantly.
Well, to be certain, we're not black. So that part wouldn't have gone down.
Well,
but it's like this family's not constantly engaging in physical violence. Like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Like, I would watch really any sitcom and just be like, what white people shit is this?
Right, and then you watch, like, The Simpsons, which obviously isn't real, or, like, Roseanne or Married with Children. Like, that I get.
Yeah.
That was Roseanne or Married with Children.
Yeah, just closely parents constantly, especially the wife, complaining about being poor. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
It's my life on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Except it's bitching about being, like, Peg especially nailed mom. Because it was the combination of bitching about being poor and being a massive waster. Like, that is the 1-2 punch of the madre. Except Peg didn't care about the scholastic achievement of Kelly and Budrick.
Mm. No, wasn't Bud supposed to be smart?
Bud was smart in spite of the parenting, yeah. I don't think he was like a high achiever, but he wasn't a dunce like Kelly.
Did you guys do well in school with that pressure on you?
Yeah,
massively
well.
You fucking like got a C on like, I remember like a fifth grade history test or some shit. Our mom would like start crying.
I forgot that. I forgot the manipulation of the tears.
Oh,
yeah.
My parents like, would ground me for bad grades.
I forgot anything really? Below a B. It was like hell to pay.
Yeah, even B's weren't really smiled upon.
I was a military kid, so like it was pretty high expectations. Like I didn't really have a choice about getting good grades, or I'll just be grounded all the time.
Were you in public school?
Yeah. Thank God. But I couldn't study or anything. I just would like pay attention in class kind of. And then
I never studied my entire academic career, and I coasted until second year of college. I was taking a recording class of all things. And the guy's like, you have to study this. And I was like, go fuck your mother. And then I take the first test and it's all about like ohm conversion and amplitude. I was just like, uh-oh. And I failed at it. I took an I, and then I guess that became an F at some point.
Yes.
Sounds a lot like my... I basically did that, but with graphic design. Like, it's kind of a similar thing where it's like, you're smart, but you don't want to just, like, read bullshit and, like, memorize nonsense.
I had to get on amphetamines as a kid so I could actually study.
Because you're still on them, correct? Or...
Oh, yeah. I'm currently on Vyvanse. Like, I mean, the bullshit never ends with these things, like acquiring them and the difficulty of a doctor giving them. They age you. They're not great for you. But
difficulty? Oh, they like hand their shit out like it's candy.
Fuck no.
How do you feel like it ages you? You don't look old.
No, I mean, it's not good for you internally. I think it like speeds
like
up everything.
Or something?
Yeah, it's like the opposite of being Wolverine, you know? Like my healing factor sucks. And
what is the opposite animal of a Wolverine?
I don't know. Like a chimpanzee?
A weasel?
Yeah. The weasel. I'm a weasel now. I'm on weasel pills. Yeah. Fuck, man. Speaking of graphic design.
Right.
Can you move the pillow for a second so we can gaze once
more?
Oh,
yeah. You give me shit on the way in. You got to give me shit again on the podcast.
And we have to take a picture of this.
Wait, what does it say on the bottom?
It says Dressed to Kill. I think this is some...
It's one of their albums. Yeah, that's the one.
I'm wearing a Washington Nationals X Kiss t-shirt where the Kiss Army...
No, it's just the band.
Well, the band Kiss.
The Kiss Army is...
I think they must have played Nats Park. Someone gave me this t-shirt a long time ago.
Okay.
It's one of those like... My shirt is sweaty. I'm out the door to do a podcast with some dudes, so I don't really care what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw this on, and I've been relentlessly teased since arriving. So, yeah, it's the band Kiss. It's more about the Nationals for me.
I was going to say, is it a Nationals shirt or a Kiss shirt?
I mean, it's kind of both, right? It says
I think it's more Washington. Of a Kiss shirt because it says Dressed to Kill.
I guess percentage-wise, the Kiss band members are like...
Trust me, if it's got Gene fucking Simmons on it, he's getting something on the back end of that
shirt.
Yeah,
do you guys have Kiss opinions? I mean, I like that one song.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day.
That's album Dressed to Kill.
Yeah, ironically
that's pretty
enough.
Much all I know about them.
I know a bizarre... For a band that
sucks.
I pretty much think is trash, I know a bizarre amount about Kiss because I've listened to Jim Norton talk about Kiss a ton. I have listened to a bunch of Kiss because a lot of metal acts that I grew up loving were in turn influenced by Kiss.
Pantera.
Thank God, not profoundly. Oh, yeah, Pantera. I mean, Megadeth did a cover of Strange Ways.
I haven't heard that.
it's okay. They're just like, here's a hot kiss take. They're not fucking good. They're bad people too.
Is that still a hot take in 2025?
Okay. It's like a hot take with men over 60.
Okay.
Like boomers.
Like your audience, your podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I think I can name my audience at this point. Like, and I'm fine with that. Until we start filming this and putting out clips and shit.
Well, I'll be sure to never wear this shirt again.
Nothing. No, the shirt's great. But Kiss, like, for those that don't know, the original lineup was Gene Simmons on bass. Like, the guy with the tongue. The tongue that spits
and
out
the occasional
blood.
Vocals.
Yeah. He was, I think, would think of himself as almost like a co-vocalist with Paul Stanley. But Gene's voice is shit. I don't know.
He does the dumb monster voice most of the time.
Yeah, it's not a good voice.
He's the one that I think is most people associate with the band, right? Like, right. He's kind of been like the spokesman or the leader.
As
like
a kid, exactly. Yeah, I thought he was the lead singer. I didn't know who the fuck Paul Stanley was.
Yeah. And then,
the same way like Lars is the face of Metallica. A lot of people think Lars is the singer of Metallica. If they don't listen
really?
To metal. Yeah. Like some girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some clues.
Yeah, like if you say James Hetfield, they're like, who? But they all know Lars.
Real quick aside, I am seeing Metallica next Wednesday night at Northwest Stadium.
Which
I think Pantera is going to be
FedEx.
There too.
Yeah.
They
changed
the name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they changed the name.
Yeah, it's Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. Literally, my first concert ever was Metallica and Suicidal Tendencies. And then Alice in Chains, by that point, Lane Staley was so strung out.
Oh, but you saw them with Lane Staley? I saw them with
they dropped out.
Candlebox.
So they got replaced by fucking Candlebox.
I saw them when they got the new singer, like,
15 years ago. The black dude that sounds exactly like Lane or something.
Well,
like,
no.
It was
pretty
cool to see Alice in Chains even with a different singer. It's still cool.
I believe on at least like Black Gives Way to Blue, like Cantrell sang the whole album.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the other dude was just like a live singer at that point. I don't know if like he records with them now. But Cantrell sounds pretty much the same as Lane Staley. Like,
they're very close.
Unique,
yeah. I never realized that like that
Jerry's doing like all the harmonies and shit.
Yes.
So Lane's just doing like the lead stuff.
That's gotta be weird as a singer when the guitarist is doing some of the vocals too. It's like, what are you gonna put me on the fucking tambourine then? Like, what's my point here? Like, I would be very defensive about that shit because that happened to the System of a Down guy too.
Right, but then like the singer, same like in Alice in Chains and System of a Down, the singer starts playing guitar too.
Really?
It's almost like, like Serge plays guitar occasionally and Lane played a little bit of guitar.
I think you got to do that, right? If you're the singer.
System is something else entirely. Like the third album or whatever, the two.
Mesmerize
and Hypnotize. That motherfucker Darren like mixed his voice so much louder than Serge. It's insane. And he's got a shit voice.
It's horrible. It's trash. It's
so it was just his pride made the music worse.
And, like, I think he re-recorded the bass over Shavo's parts, which I've actually done that, too, recording myself. Because usually, like, if you're the guitarist, you can play bass parts that match it better. So I get that. But, yeah, that guy just seems like a complete piece of shit.
He's an ugly motherfucker,
probably
too.
Probably is.
Bug-eyed, dude.
Bug-eyed son of a bitch, yeah. Going back to Kiss. Going back to Kiss.
Yeah, sorry for that tangent.
Oh, no. It's because I have the Ritalin or whatever, the Vyvanse in me. I remember.
Oh, okay.
I remember where the fuck this started now. That's my superpower.
Okay, so, yeah.
So you got Paul Stanley, who's like the guitarist. Paul, I'm trying to think of weird Paul factoids. He's got a melted ear.
Oh, yeah. He's missing one ear.
Like fucking Brundle Seth. Yeah.
And
from like stage pyro or like
we don't know.
No, I think he was just born that way
because
he remember I've listened to him on Rogan back when Rogan was like actually like an interview show and not what it's become.
Yeah,
and like he
Russian
got
Russian propaganda organ.
He got like he's talking about like getting teased as a kid because he has like a missing ear or whatever the fuck.
Really, kids in the Bronx in the 50s would tease someone for that? I never.
Here's another interesting Paul Stanley factoid: he purports to be heterosexual.
Yeah, it's always been rumored that Paul is gay.
Rumor. Look at the fucking Heavens on Fire video.
That was the 80s. Fucking everyone looked like they took it up the ass. What do you want? He looks like B. Arthur to me, though. Like, there's a very B. Arthur energy to Paul Stanley, facially.
Yeah, I mean, I love
with
Paul
the makeup
Stanley.
Or without the makeup? I feel like I've never even seen him without the makeup.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen all Gene. I feel like I've only seen Gene Simmons without the makeup.
Gene is a goblin.
Gene, it's weird because he has like wife,
bro.
Horrific hair.
I know.
Like his hair doesn't even look human. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Don't act like the three of us haven't all seen his wife naked on Cinemax back in the 90s, bro. Because we all did.
What was her fucking name?
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed. That's right. Yeah, yeah. I've seen Shannon Tweed Smoke naked show. Many a times. Yeah, good looking woman.
Yeah, good for him.
But the hilarious thing about Kiss is like
the other two.
Yeah, the dynamic in that group. So like
somehow they're both. Peter's still alive, right?
Yeah. So they come up in the 70s, and you got Paul. And you got Gene, who are like kind of the same. Like they're Jewish dudes out of New York. They're control freaks. Gene's like sober as fuck.
Yeah, he's also Israeli too.
Yeah, like legit studied to be a rabbi at one point.
Like, yeah, like his parents are Holocaust survivors. I think.
Yeah, he is fucking capital J-E-W ish. Like Paul, I don't know so much. Like fucking
lowercase.
Yeah, fucking yeah, with a little period at the end. Just phew. And then you had. What fucking Ace Frehley, how you pronounce it, the guitarist.
Well, it's funny, it's like, no, that's Peter, the Catman.
And then like Peter Criss, the drummer, who are then like just the stereotype of like the goy rock star, just like fall down fucking drunk, cannot put enough cocaine in their nostrils. And like the group's success is, I don't know, like the fucking... You've got Paul and Gene just like belittling and hating the drunkard addict, Criss and Ace from like Jump Street, right? I mean, like.
That I don't know, but I was going to say one of the weird things about them is, you know, other bands say like AC/DC, I know the singer died and shit, but it's like they had success after. Bon Scott with Brian Johnson, right? So it's almost like 50-50.
Yeah,
50-50.
They had the majority of their success.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, 50-50 if anything, yeah, a little bit
dude,
more
you're talking
Brian
like,
Johnson.
What, 5-6 albums or some shit, if that?
I'm just talking like hits, like the shit you would hear over and over. But yeah, I guess Shook Me All Night Long.
Yeah, fucking probably, Back in Back Black at, is right, like, yeah, what, yeah, the duh. Second most selling album of all exactly, time or some right, shit?
Yeah. So that was stupid.
Brian Johnson, yeah.
Kiss, I mean, I don't think they've had a hit without Peter and Ace on it.
Well, yeah.
Have they had a hit since the 1980s? I mean, I can't.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, those guys were out by, like, late 80s.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, late 70s, early 80s.
We gotta discuss the makeup real fast. So, Paul has the star. He's the star man, right?
Star child.
The star child. Mm. And then it was Ace is the spaceman.
Yeah.
With, like, the like, bukkake smears on his eyes. And then fucking Peter's just the cat.
Catman.
The Catman. Okay. And then Gene is the demon.
Demon / God of Thunder / Dr. Love.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's a bit of an ego on this Gene Simmons. Yeah.
But the makeup is the demon. That's
I've
why
seen
he
him
like...
interviewed. He's definitely
yeah,
very
if
high
you,
on himself.
If you want to hear one of the great pricks of all time, like just a massive megalomaniac, listen to any Gene Simmons.
No, it's the same personality as Trump.
Yes.
Like almost identical. Like obvious narcissist, but. The thing I'll give Gene is, again, the guy came from absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You gotta give him that.
He didn't have a rich dad.
No, it's funny. Like, again, I've heard interviews with him, too, maybe on Rogan or elsewhere. Like, his dad had, like, five other families or some shit.
Holy shit.
And Gene, I guess, like, still supported him and, like, his other kids or something. So, like, in some ways, he's actually, like, a nice guy. Because the dad took off, like
yeah, I mean, there's the
mom.
Persona and stuff, and I don't think like the persona is far off from the real dude, but I guess yeah, he takes care of.
What him. About all the crazy merchandising? And you were saying something about he owns the rights to the.
Yeah, like when
I think he owns the flesh and blood of like Ace Frehley at this.
So
point.
Like when I think Peter was the first to go, and he got replaced by Eric Carr, who had the Fox makeup.
Yeah, so
who
at this
died
point,
of heart cancer, which affects like 5 people a year.
Heart cancer?
Yeah. I've never heard of it too. And then like
damn,
I read,
it's like when Donnie Brasco talks about having cancer, the prick. And he's in the medical. It's the same thing. Yeah.
But yeah, I read something from Paul Stanley. It's like 5 people a year get heart cancer, and like he was
oh yeah,
one of them.
A buddy of mine whose dad was like a bigwig at Hopkins. Like his sister died of like the most just fucking 20 people have had this cancer. Type just heartbreaking shit. Like it's one thing to have cancer, but then when you get one of the really rare ones, it's like what the actual fuck, man. Like
do you think the person getting the cancer really cares that it's how the rarity?
Oh, I would be extra pissed. Okay. Are you kidding?
Well, also because I think it makes it more likely that it's fatal. Like,
yeah, you know, like literally by like the end of telling you that you have like one of these rare cancers, they're like, so, yeah, they do that. First, the doctor rips ass into your crying face.
I'm so glad I'm not wearing headphones for that.
But then he's like, so, can we study your corpse? Like, can we just cut to the chase and get to dissect you? Like,
so that happened
ET.
To the next new guy in
camp. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, I'm not an oncologist or anything, but one thing
what?
I have heard.
You're definitely a kissologist. You guys know way.
And again, I don't like them either, so it is odd that I know so much about Kiss. But
because we liked rock music and
I'll
they were
show
that
my own fart
omnipresent. Not metaphorically. You're just
But like, you know, I've heard doctors say like, yeah, obviously, like you hear the terms lung cancer, brain cancer, and they'll say every cancer is like its own unique disease. So that's another reason why, like, if you get heart cancer, you're fucked. Like, it's not like some guy who treats colon cancer is like, oh, let me just fix you because I deal with cancer. Like, even though it's the same name, it's a different disease. So, like, if and when they ever do cure cancer, it's not like going to be one cure cures all cancer. It's like, they have to cure brain cancer individually. They have to cure lung cancer by itself. Like, all that shit.
Damn.
But
well, I don't
anyway,
think it's
going to
happen anytime soon based on the news I've been reading.
back to Kiss and cancer.
Yeah. So the guy who replaced Peter was the Fox, and then one of the guys who replaced Ace was the Ankh.
And
so they
this,
had different
yeah,
makeup.
At this point, like, we need to spell out the, like, Peter, Chris, and Ace had the rights to their makeup. Like, those were their personas. They all came up with it.
So when they left, they took the makeup
like,
with them.
Like, fucking must have irked Gene and Paul, but especially Gene to no end. Because, like, Gene just wants this, like, well-oiled machine of the money coming in. He wants none of the dealing with actual rock stars type shit. Like, so he kicks out the guy with the cat makeup and is like, fuck it, we'll make a fox. It's very close. You know, no one's like, if you squint, it's kind of the same shit.
Very close.
Yeah. Then you kick out Ace and you're like, huh, we'll put a fucking Ankh on the face of the next guy. Like, it's, we have to smear something on there. Like, it's just so calculated.
It's like
soulless.
The McDowell's of rockstar makeup.
Yes. It's fucking hilarious when you think about it. And then, what happened? Like,
Then they took the makeup off.
Then they take the makeup off.
So I was, yeah, I said they had no hits.
Smart, because you're like, are those the old guys? I don't fucking know. Like,
they did have Lick It Up, so that is, and Heaven's on Fire.
Last hit. What year was that? You probably know the exact year.
80, I believe.
Okay.
It's Lick It Up or something.
Lick It Up
like
was 80?
Maybe 83.
No, it was very glammy looking.
Okay, Lick It Up was like 83, and Heaven's on Fire is 84, which is their best song.
Heaven's on Fire is their best fucking song.
I hate to say this, but Will is a closet Kiss super fan.
No, like, I've tried to like them and
succeeded.
No, I like a few songs. Like, I would tell you if I like them. I don't care.
War Machine.
Which Kiss member did you dress up as for Halloween?
Never done it.
No.
Yeah, okay. We never owned any Kiss shit. Never owned a Kiss CD.
How the
suck
fuck
on
do you know
Jeep?
So much about them? It's
I downloaded
insane.
All
their
music is
later.
Free now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, like, I'm just weird, dude. I'll go down a Wikipedia hole. Like, the entirety of my life is either compulsive Reddit browsing or, like, wiki browsing. So,
while farting on your fiance.
Against, not in. I don't hold
her
anus
on, but
open.
Against.
Okay. Yeah.
Fart in her, you'll probably give her butt cancer.
Oh, no. That'd be bad. Can't do that. Then I'd have to raise the baby. That would be bad.
End up like Biden.
Yeah. Poor Biden. Poor Biden. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah, it's just, they were so calculated and, like, money-driven, and then they go back to the makeup, and then they get the original guys back in, and then they kick them out again, and at that, like, I think at one point they finally scrape together the money, or, like, the other guys are in such dire straits that they can buy the makeup back for the what is it?
The Catman and the Spaceman. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that I've heard Ace say, like, they bought it off him for like $200,000 when he's like fucked up on drugs and stuff.
Peanuts. Fucking.
So theoretically, Will could be the Spaceman and play guitar and Kiss with the makeup and that no one would ever not really know.
No, that's what they do with Tommy Thayer. He used to be like Ace's guitar tech.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, you.
Because it's one thing to, you know, like getting back to Metallica, they've had three bassists. Now they're on Rob Trujillo from Suicidal Tendencies.
Four, I guess you count Ron McGovney. Yeah.
Come on, that's some inside baseball shit. There's something so brazen about, like, they don't hire a bassist and then dress him up like Cliff Burton. You know what I mean? Like, put the jean jacket on him and the Misfits shirt and the fucking long hair and the mustache. Like, there's something very brazen about just putting on the makeup and being like, hey, man, it's just the same fucking shit.
Well, I mean, isn't Kiss more about the image and the marketing more than
completely.
The actual music? So that kind of does make sense then.
Yeah, Gene is always.
I know them more from like the pinball game.
I'm a rock and roll brand, not a rock and roll band.
Yeah, like they're selling Kiss coffins and all kinds of weird shit. I don't really even know more than three of their songs.
Dimebag Darrell is buried in one with Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
From Van Halen, too.
Why? He was a Kiss fan?
He was a giant Kiss fan and a giant Eddie Van Halen fan. So there's your fucking trivia for Pantera.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what?
I know more Pantera songs than Kiss songs.
They're not dressing up Zakk Wylde at the Pantera reunion you're seeing this weekend or next week, whatever. Yeah. There's just something Kiss, I don't know. And I guess the only reason it really chaps my ass is they're so beloved by like a certain generation of guy. Like that was just it.
Yeah, the marketing worked on them.
Yeah.
I think my biggest like Kiss knowledge comes from that movie Role Models where like Stifler's in that movie and he's like a huge Kiss fan. He teaches the kids that they're mentoring about
Kiss.
I
didn't know Jews could sing before Kiss. Nobody did.
Fucking great.
The Love Gun is his dick. He's talking about fucking.
That movie is pretty funny.
I love Stifler so goddamn much.
I'll rewatch that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Role Models is one of those things that's if it's on every couple of years. I'm like, all right, yeah, fuck it. I need to refresh in my memory of this fine cinematic masterpiece.
No, Jane Lynch is good in it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Rudd's good.
People slept on it. Like, I don't think it was
a hit. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
No, it was during that oversaturation of, like, R-rated shit.
Super bad and all that
shit.
Yeah,
where it was just, like, every 3 months it was, like... And what, like, opened the floodgates to that? Old School? It was, like, Old School.
That was, like, the first, like, hit R-rated comedy in a while.
Yeah.
No, I think it was...
And that went into Wedding Crashers, and then we had Hangover. It was like a golden era.
What was the one before Knocked Up, or was it Knocked Up?
That was way after.
That was after?
That was 40
years old. Old School was 2003.
Maybe I'm thinking of
40 Old School might have been before that.
Yeah, it's definitely like the early 2000s.
I think it was 2003. I don't know why. I remember that.
I was living in San Diego when Anchorman came out, and people there went crazy.
That was 2005.
San Diego vibe thing. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's just this nonstop, and so kind of the lesser ones, like you're saying, are not particularly well remembered. But yeah,
like
I love
Blades of Glory.
Love fucking
that movie's
hilarious. Really? Blades of Glory.
I think that's where he kind of jumped the shark for me.
Well, because they put Napoleon Dynamite in, and like I love Napoleon Dynamite. I enjoy basically all of the Jared and Jerusha Hess movies, because he did what, Napoleon Dynamite, Nacho Libre, I haven't really seen again, and then there was Gentleman Broncos.
I've never seen that one.
Gentleman Broncos is like very uneven, like you will not laugh for a long time, but then like the laughs are like you will piss yourself laughing. And to me, that like I
like MacGruber.
So yes. Oh, MacGruber is a classic. There's two of those movies from that era that I just didn't think were funny at all.
Which one?
Semi-Pro.
That was the next one I was going to get to.
Semi-Pro, I thought it was trash.
Which
awful.
One is that again?
The basketball.
Like
we had the black mom with Andre 3000.
Oh,
they call him like
I
a jive
Semi-Pro
turkey.
Well enough.
I didn't think
that
was funny at all. And Talladega Nights, I thought was.
I like Talladega.
A lot of people did. I didn't.
I took a date to Semi-Pro. Well,
I mean, Talladega is almost like Something About Mary compared to Kingpin, like with the Farrelly brothers. Like, I think it was so big budget. It's like you can't expect it to be like, ha-ha funny.
Oh, Talladega has some very fucking solid laughs. Like, John C. Reilly is Cal
didn't
Naughton.
Didn't do it for me at the time. Step Brothers is another one that was kind of like, eh.
Oh, God, that's a masterpiece. I won't listen
Step
to
Brothers?
That. I didn't love Step Brothers. Yeah. I like Will Ferrell, but, like, some stuff he does, I just doesn't do it for me.
Step Brothers.
I was going to say, that's his GOAT movie for me.
Step Brothers has a weird place in, like, my heart because there was, like, a month-long or two-month-long span back when I was living at home and my mom was just being like extra squawky, I would like throw that on as like background noise while I was beating my meat, because I was like, I can just zone out. And like, she'll just think I'm watching Step Brothers like a maniac. But like, I would then just wind up watching Step Brothers after I jizzed. And so I've seen like the last two thirds of that film, maybe like 20
times. What were you looking at before you jizzed? Were you just watching Step Brothers like jerking off?
Oh, no, no. I was
not.
I need to specify. I was not facing Step Brothers. Okay. It was on in the background.
Sounds like you were making love to the film.
No, no. It was like, I don't know what was. Maria was in an extra agitated state at this point, was being extra loud, walking around. So I was just locking the door with my cat, my little beat buddy,
I got you,
in the room with me. And yeah, just facing away from it. But like, while I was looking at my standard Reddit pornography.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, then I would just fucking jizz and wash off. But what happened was, instead of then turning it off, I'd be like, fuck, I want to watch Step Brothers again. And I wound up like watching
it. You
want like,
to go to the Catalina wine mixer?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I watched it a whole mess.
I traveled 500 miles to give you my seed.
Yeah. No, I like Step Brothers a lot.
It's all right.
I mean, they're all like...
I don't revisit it out of that
yeah,
era of all those
I don't want to say any of these are like for the ages, but at the same time, like, how many comedies are like fucking Animal House?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just very few are absolute transcendent. Like, I'm happy with a comedy that, like, on a 1 to 5 scale is like a 3.5. Like, fuck, I'll take a 3. Give me a solid 3 any day of the
week. Like Role Models.
Yes, solid Role 3. Models is like a perfect 3, 3.5 to me. Like, I enjoy Stifler. I don't know what it is about Stifler. I just like that guy. Like, I like seeing him get roles.
Good actor. Yeah, I was going to say, like, not that long ago, we were talking about him not getting any work, and then he appeared in the...
Yeah,
like the
film Goon. If you've ever seen Goon, Goon is fucking tight as shit, man. Love Goon. Watched that a couple times.
What was the movie with him and John C. Reilly, The Promotion, was that what it's called? Where they're, like, supermarket managers?
God, I need to watch this. Really, I didn't know this existed.
We watched it together. Yeah, this is like a really tiny ass movie. Like Michael B. Jordan is in it too. Like when he's a kid.
Jesus Christ! Still
looks like Wallace. The Wire age.
Michael yeah, exactly. B. Like okay. Wallace, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh God! All right, The Promotion.
They're both like competing to be like the general manager of a supermarket. And
I love the low stakes.
Fucking each other over. You remember like.
Clearly, I don't.
He has to give, I'll just call him Wallace,
yeah,
like a strawberry Charleston chew. And he's like, thanks, strawberry faggot.
I've definitely not seen this.
Shit, I knew The Promotion. God, you think I'd retain it with such profanity?
I think that's the title. It's almost like the campaign and the candidate. Well, I
guess. Okay.
Maybe if you'd used other movies as to cover the sounds of your masturbation, you could have
just
discovered
it. Yeah, yeah, instead of just sticking then. With that one. But I got tried and true, so I could just zone it out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Let's look. Because, yo, wait. I remember you were
circle back to Biden's ass cancer.
Biden, yes.
I was bummed when I saw, I was like, dude's just taking L's.
Dude, yeah. I swear to God, like a week ago, I had the thought, like, this guy isn't going to, like, make it through the year.
Really?
Just like when you get to that age and you stop working and everyone's shitting on him now. I'm like,
can you start thinking, gee, I bet my brother's dick is huge? Like, if he's got this scary power.
But, you know, I heard, like, listening to, like...
Nothing, Patrick. There we go.
Far-right radio. Like, I mean, I doubt he just found out about this last Friday.
I don't know. I mean, like, a couple...
Does it matter when he found out?
Well, if the plan was, okay, he had it, because the guy obviously, like, gets checked up all the time, especially when he's president. And the plan was maybe, okay, he wins re-election and then steps down.
Oh, God. What are you listening to that you're yeah. buying into the fact that they
why he didn't
cancer.
Run for... he
Like, why
he
not just hide
out,
until he
run.
Dies then?
He wasn't the candidate. It was Harris, dude. Like,
no,
none of that shit matters, bro. Like, why would you...
Where are you getting this? Kumia or
yeah.
what?
Yeah,
fucking
much.
You need to stop listening to Anthony goddamn Kumia. Fucking
none of that shit matters at all. Like it's over and done with. He's not the president.
Yeah,
doesn't
it's
matter.
Such a weird like gotcha theory, but like to what end? Dumb Dago. Sorry.
I agree with your sentiments on that stuff. Like that's it. He's a former president that has like it sucks. It's awful.
He's finished.
Gonna
like,
be sick.
What is he, 82? So I'm like,
probably not looking great for him, but I hope the best for him.
197 with brain cancer. You know, like
I'm sure all the right wing trolls will celebrate him getting sick and eventually
die. I like the guy. I mean,
I like for me, what stood out was again, I do too much time on Reddit, but like.
You really do.
Because it's just handheld. I do too much time on my phone. I do too much time with screens. What are you supposed to do without a screen?
That's the nice thing about this podcast is there's no screen.
Yeah, exactly. Just sit there in like quiet contemplation. Mm-hmm. But like, goddamn, if a heavy amount of the threads weren't like, I should feel, or like, you know, I don't even feel sorry. Like what he's done to the children of Gaza that like will never get the medical care. And it's just like every other.
So you go the other way. You listen to like far left assholes online on Reddit.
Yeah, but I fucking despise them. I don't digest it and then think like,
like, no, I don't agree with
that. I think they're fucking morons. Like, yeah, stupid. I just, in general, the degree to which a large part of like the left wing, especially younger left leaning voters in this country, were like completely swayed by TikTok because like, yeah, I get what's happening in Palestine is fucking terrible. You have to be a goddamn ghoul to not think that. But like, what do you think Biden could have done?
Yeah, it's
done?
Way more complicated than just Biden being like, nope, that's not happening.
What
like,
do you,
he doesn't
yeah,
have
what
the
do you
power
think they
to
are?
Do that.
Our fucking vassals? Our puppet state? It's not Puerto Rico. Like
he doesn't really have control over.
Yeah, Netanyahu is like cementing his like stay in power by bulldozing these people. Like Biden could have been
did
like,
actually get them to a ceasefire before he left office.
Yeah, I'm just saying
like his administration did do positive things for that situation, but there was no way that like he could wave a magic Democrat wand and like make Palestine become free. Like it's not within his power to do that. So
no,
like,
but don't we like pretty much fund Israel?
They get a lot of our loot.
We
but, like,
don't. We definitely are heavily invested in Israel because it's America's like foothold in the Middle East. Right. Right?
We created it in the 40s or whatever the hell it was.
I mean, England we were part of it. It was not just America, but yeah, like there's a reason why they want to support Israel. But they don't dictate Israel's policy.
Right, yeah. No, I
get and, that. Like, it's not just up to the one person that's president to, like, decide what happens with Israel either. Like, there's Congress and everything, too. Like, it's not just...
No, I get that.
Yeah.
So, like, for super lefties to be like, oh, I'm not voting for Biden or Harris because of Gaza. It's like,
I'm not even,
idiot.
Like, that opposed to what Netanyahu did. I mean, what the fuck did you expect him to do?
Well,
like,
I mean...
bend over and take it?
It's gone...
They've
very far into the overkill territory.
Yeah. Like, the history books might be saying words like genocide when this is all said and done, which is not really cool. I don't know. And then I think that I
this
was
might
that,
shock you. I don't think we're going to solve the Israel-Palestine conflict.
We might.
On this podcast.
You know who could solve it?
Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons.
He would just start a giant Palestinian rock band.
Yeah, called the Dead, and then he would gas them. Like that would be
Gene's
solution.
Oh, that's right. You said he was Israeli.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. All right, maybe Paul Stanley could figure it out.
Maybe. I wouldn't put it past the Star Child. He's got some good thoughts. Yeah, I was blown away by the fucking Venom. Like, just absolutely shocked. And it's like, it's just this interesting way the human brain works, where it's like I see this terrible thing. And then I have to have, like, a figure who's in power who could have put an end to this. And it's like, I don't believe in a god anymore. So I'm just going to throw the weight of this onto a political figure. And it'll be Biden, which, by the way, like, the algorithm has swayed you to feel that way about it. You know what I mean? And it just kind of, for someone that's not plugged into TikTok, I don't do it. Like, I get my kind of secondhand, like, yep, things are still horrific in Palestine.
You see people post Reddits of TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get it boomer style. I got it via Instagram.
Exactly where I live.
But like, it's a very. I'm sorry. It's kind of like a childish conclusion to jump to.
Well, isn't that just the society we live in now?
Where yes. People yeah. Zero impulse control.
Actually, understand.
Not
anything.
A lot of critical
just
thought.
Repeat,
yeah.
Repeat what someone else says.
Yes.
Yeah.
Repeat what someone else says.
I think. You know, 50 years from now, Biden will probably be looked at as a pretty good president. The only thing he probably did wrong was just not help beat Trump from
winning. Yeah, I think like probably the most doomed shit of his legacy.
But wasn't
it
nice to just have all the rhetoric toned down? Like you,
yeah, it was great.
Crazy,
it was
the
tits
every day.
And I even know why he stayed in, because at the time when he the midterms, right? Like, is this not kind of the consensus opinion? Like, the Dems thought they'd get shellacked during the midterms, and they didn't like lose by that much all of a sudden. So people were like, I think he's like not a bad option still. Like, seems like he's kind of holding water. And then the wheels really came off, like, in the...
It was that debate. He was just so low energy in that debate.
Yeah.
That killed it. Yeah, if he was 10 years younger, he would have won re-election. It just...
Yeah.
If they hadn't cock-blocked him and he ran in 2016, he probably would have beat Trump back then. But, like, again, just like this thing about you can't change... Like, all that shit has happened. It's you can't change it. We can't jump to an alternate timeline.
He probably would have lost just because of, like, inflation and cost of living shit. Because, like, every other incumbent party in the world lost, like, election since 2021. Like, I think in Japan one party had been in charge for like 50 years, and like inflation hit them, like it hit most countries worse than us, actually.
Yeah, that's why I was saying the history will look at him as a pretty good president. Like, he managed
well. Again, you're getting into like people just in general not able to, I don't know, like critically think, if you will. It's very hard to step back and be like, hey, what I'm in right now isn't great, but it could have been so much worse. Like, no one wants to believe
they
that.
They were
like,
blaming him for the price of eggs.
The people who voted for the apprentice guy can't critically think.
Yeah, I know.
But he says you're fired.
It's like the same way, like, obviously you'd lose your shit if, like, a terrorist attack was successful. But, like, the CIA doesn't get to sit back and be like, yeah, but we, like, foiled 300 of these fucking things. Like, you don't know, it could have been a way shittier. And it's the same thing. Like, we just obsess over what's happening because we, on average, like, lack visualization. Like, no one's content to think, like, my life could be so much worse. I live in downtown that, by the way. Like, I don't get to live, like, I'm not doing comedy as a job. And I'm like, that fucking sucks. Because my biggest wet dream in life would have been getting to, like, sit around with other funny people, like what you would, again, speaking of a lack of visualization, just plugging yourself into being one of the comics at, like, what is it, the Comedy Cellar, like, yeah, just sitting at the table bullshitting with each other, busting each other's balls, like just being one of those guys.
From what I understand, that doesn't even really exist anymore.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like I could just grouse that that's not my life, but it's like, no, despite like working as a locksmith, like I make pretty damn good money. I have a great house. Like my chick is cool.
He might be the funniest locksmith in the United States of America.
I'll take that. Yeah.
That's a t-shirt waiting to happen.
Funniest locksmith in America. Thank you, sir. I'll take that.
I mean, I haven't
for
met
some
many
reason,
others,
Gene
but...
Simmons will be on that shirt too. What's that?
I haven't met many other locksmiths, but I can't imagine many of
them.
No,
I bet at some
comedy.
Point, like, some guy's rekeying a lock and, like, stuck his dick through the doorknob hole and, like, waited for a chick to just come home and yank his prick.
That and makes him the funniest?
To me, it does.
How many hours would he have to stay hard to pull that off? You'd have to be aware of her schedule.
Well, you'd have to have a very thin dick to stick it through a keyhole.
No, not a keyhole.
Like, just take the knob off and just like, put your dick through it.
Oh, if you want to know how locksmith
I think
that would
be the perviest locksmith in the United States.
That door prep would be 2 1/8 inches in diameter, sir. That is the whole.
That doesn't sound like enough room.
For a knob or a deadbolt, that's what a modern... You're indicating 1 inch.
That's 1 inch?
That's like 1.5 inch diameter, yeah. 2 1/8 inch is like this. That's... But you gotta,
right, but see, when you measure your dick around, they do the circumference, not diameter.
Yeah, that's how you can.
Do you have your dick measured frequently?
No, length, not.
Length is frequent?
No, not frequently.
Oh,
yeah, when you're a kid, you measure.
Like, all right, Will, step up, have your penis measured.
I've never cared to, like, wrap, like, one of those soft measuring tapes to, like, get the girth at the base.
I did once. I apparently had a decent girth. Like, I was happy about it. But, like, when it comes to measuring length as a kid, God, you're digging that ruler into your flesh till it bleeds.
Pushing
it. You're fighting for every millimeter, yeah.
Your kidneys are bleeding.
Oh,
your bladders.
God. Fucking just bending the ruler so it's, like, flat against your brick. Just every trick in the book. Fucking
you stick your dick against the wall and you mark it like a yeah, child. Yeah. Just here's soft.
Fucking choke it like Homer on Bart to put every.
Were you guys obsessed with the size, like measurements of your penises?
Fucking 13 or something. I don't have like a ruler in a desk drawer anymore.
Go get the soft measure tape, John. Let's see what your girth is.
All right, fine. Hold on. Our first TikTok.
Can you fit through the doorknob hole?
Yeah, fucking. Maybe Andre the Giant couldn't. Anyone can fit through a 2 1/8 inch diameter hole. God.
Circling back, I don't think there was some conspiracy that they knew he had cancer and they were going to put him in office. Like it's just natural for the incumbent to run again. And then he ran out of gas, man. He got too old and frail. And
yeah, and then suddenly.
Totally bombed in that debate, and then that was it.
Now this piece of shit Jake Tapper is putting out a book about how like there's this massive conspiracy to like cover up his condition that he was a part of.
That's pretty lame.
That guy's a scumbag.
I mean, I've heard. Probably. So, okay, here's the thing. I have heard that he was in pretty goddamn rough shape, like, for most of his term. But you know what? Here's a real shocking thing I'm about to say, or not shocking. I don't give two fucks, because the dude was, like, overall not bad. Well, look, he was wired for kindness, and he seemed to be a good leader. And it's like,
yeah.
He's also not king. It's who he exactly. brings in the right. door with him.
It's not like...
Compared to what we have now, I was
he has
it.
A fucking gaffe, or he stumbles over something. They're like, let's have the Rolling Stones killed. What? You heard me. Like, there's people, like, if you fucking are not all there all the time, you put good people around you, you could kind of just chill and it's gonna run well. But again, we're such fucking morons who lack critical thinking and can't visualize that in the debate we're just like, oh, he's stumbling over his shit, and clearly that means he's just gotta go.
I mean, the debate was really fucking bad. Did you watch it live?
I did not do live. I saw some
Yeah, I watched
clips.
It later.
I mean, right out of the gate, he just like looked like he shit his pants. Like, oh,
yeah, I mean, it's yeah. not good. And it'll cost you an election.
My
clearly.
Hope is that once we're done with these people currently, you know, Donnie Boy and all his ilk, like once that's all over with, that we start getting people that are under 70 years old running for president again. That would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Someone from our generation that's in their like 50s maybe would be pretty cool.
I mean neither side has anybody, so it's going to be interesting to
see. Someone's
going
to have to come out of the woodwork somewhere.
Everyone says that, but it's probably going to be some piece of shit you already know, like Gavin Newsom or Nikki Haley. Someone who's just going to win by default.
Well, as long as they're not doing the shit that's happening every day right I mean, now, I'll be
AOC. Able like, to, who else do they fucking have?
I don't know, like, but I hadn't heard of Obama. Sizes. I hadn't heard of Obama much before he ran for president. You know what I mean?
Right. That was a quick ascension. He went from yeah. state senator
right.
to junior
it
senator
happen,
to president.
It could happen again.
Yeah,
I'm hoping we get like a real youth movement after this.
I mean, AOC is like all the left has, and. You know, you've lost twice with a woman.
Yeah, I'm not really. I don't believe that people are going to vote for a woman yet.
Also, like,
I mean, had no problem voting for a woman.
Yeah, I remember, like,
God, I don't give a shit.
The economy and the stock market collapsed a month before Obama was elected. Had that not happened, he probably would have lost to McCain. And then, same thing with Biden. It's like COVID hit, whatever it was, 8 months before the election. He probably want to beat Trump if it wasn't for that. So who the fuck knows?
Yeah, truly,
it's wild. I didn't know this was a political podcast.
Yeah, I'm done with it. Let's talk about the fucking just the cruelty of Reddit again. The last, are either of you watching The Last of Us?
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually surprised. Like,
I'm watching it.
I like the new season better than I did the first season.
I'm not, but I don't like. The online vitriol against, is it Bella Ramsey?
Yeah, I guess.
That's playing Ellie,
yeah.
the lead actress. Yeah, I think that's her name.
Is fucking insane.
What, are they calling her ugly?
Just like.
I think that's one of the things.
Yeah, so there is, like, the not main Last of Us Reddit, like, called Last of Us 2 or something. And it's just fucking memes shitting on this chick. Like, I guess for her looks, and it's just incel shit, but it's so over the top. I don't know, when I got old and soft, maybe you get laid twice a month and it changes your perspective on things. I don't know. Like, I can't get over it, man. I can't, because, like, I never played the games. I'm a fucking little Nintendo fruit. I had a PS1, and I stole a PS2 from my roommate at one point and played that. I haven't had a PlayStation since. So I never did The Last of Us. I guess some portion of the people that play that shit are just like, can't get over the fact that she doesn't look like the fucking protagonist, which, like, who gives a shit? I don't think, like, the dude that played Joel or whatever was, like, Latin or whatever. He's just a white guy, right? Or something like that.
Play the game, but yeah, I don't think either one is a spitting image of their video.
Yeah, exactly. But somehow we don't hear much about that. Like, they're okay with that little stretch. I wonder why. But, like, they can't get over, like, and I get it. This chick is not, like, a classic head turner in any sense. But, like, I don't give a shit. Like, pornography exists for a reason. I don't need to watch this isn't like 1982 where I have to watch Dallas because I like Victoria Principal's tits. And, like, that's the only way I see bosoms. Like, there's hardcore pornography anywhere you want it. Literally in the goddamn air. Like,
well, some people want it in their video game live action adaptations.
I guess so. I don't fuck. Just get over it. Who gives a shit?
They're not going to get over it, man. These are the same people that are celebrating Biden getting cancer, man. They're just
fucking
angry
insanity.
Fucking people shouting into the void, dude. You're reading it for some reason. Why?
Because I can only look at the fucking Reddit tits for so long. Then I have to go to Reddit Popular and see, like, the main stories that come up.
But it's not even, like, a sexy show. It's almost like
exactly.
Watching The Substance. Like, it's not hot to see the one chick and Demi Moore naked if they have, like, lacerations up their back.
Well, they didn't have those at first, and it was hot, even though Demi Moore's nipples are kind of pointing southward, and it's a little creepy.
Well, she's, like, 70 years old, dude.
60, so I mean.
Yeah, I graded it on curve. Don't get me wrong. Okay. She's still really keeping it tight. And, like, Margaret Qualley's got a dumper and a half for a white girl.
She's very, very attractive.
I don't want to get into it. The guy that she's married to, Jack Antonoff, a little 4'5" shrimpy motherfucker.
That's what Will thinks about her husband.
I've actually
Jack
seen
Antonoff. What's he famous for?
It's like Taylor Swift's producer or something.
He was in like what? Fun? Is that the name of the group or something?
Bleachers. God, I hated that band so much.
He was so I actually met
They're
him
like
in
the
person.
Kiss of the 2010s.
Them and MGMT.
I mean, like, on one hand, he's a shrimpy, nerdy dude, and it annoys me that he's smashing that athletic, fit ass, because he can't keep up with it.
Is he smashing, or is he schlemieling it?
Is he schlemieling? Yeah, that's him coming.
I don't think you can judge rich and famous people. Like, that's a different plane.
No, but, like, I saw the dude in person once, because he was
she probably fucked him for Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
Married him.
Like, he was fucking, what's her face from Girls, Lena Dunham.
Oof.
Yeah, so he did his bid. If you want to look at it that way, he did his fucking mitzvah, you know? Like, he gets to trade
walks through hell in a gasoline suit.
But, like, he's, like, real tiny.
I wonder what that subreddit would have looked like if she was on The Last of Us.
Oh. I mean, God, the memes they made. Like, at one point, they superimposed Ellie's face on the Kevin James meme, where he's just like, like, and it took me a second. I was like, is that what I think it is? Because, like, you know, again, not the sexiest looking chick, but, like,
they do look kind of similar.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, who gives it? Like, I'm not watching that show for a rod. Her little henchman, her little buddy, the Latina, is, like, cute as shit. But, again, I'm not, like, watching it to beat off. Like, they're in a zombie-infested hellhole. When's the last time either of them washed their snatcher asshole?
So
it all stinks to high
five. I thought that, too, when you see her fingering her. I was like, God, the stench that must be coming out of that box.
Yeah, fucking, that's how you get cordyceps in some weird places. God damn. Like, yeah, exactly. You're fucking stabbing these guys with bayonets.
I just,
10 seconds later,
your
knuckles
you're reading,
deep.
You're reading the opinions of, like, 17-year-old boys.
She comes out with fungus on her fingers. The other girl goes, I thought you were immune.
There's no indication of like who these people are that you're reading that are writing this shit, right? Like, yeah, they're probably teenage
bots,
kids.
Bots, for all I know.
No, they're probably just like,
I'm just mad.
You see at the grocery store.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the content here, Patrick.
I feel like the show has kind of gotten crappy for other reasons that, like, it just feels so, like, forced. Like, that one episode a couple of weeks ago where, like, you know, they're about to get killed, and then magically the guy shows up right at the last minute, and then 5 seconds later they just happen upon this human sacrifice, and then 5 seconds after, it's like, dude, come
the
on.
Asian guy conveniently showing
up, bro,
was
like,
shit.
That,
like,
was such TV trope nonsense.
He just followed you, like, from five states away,
and, then,
and
yeah,
you didn't notice him
screaming,
the
entire like 2,000 feet away, like, hey, I'm behind you, you stinky bitches.
You mentioned that, like, the fingering scene, but, like, the two girls look like they just got out of the shower and their laundry just came out of the dryer, man. There's not a speck of dirt on them. Like, it looks weird. It looks like a low
budget.
Try
going camping for one night and see if you feel like finger banging the
next day. I think, like, before 1930 and, like, indoors plumbing, I would have just been an asexual. Like, can you imagine, like, clapping cheeks,
I think,
like, in the 1500s.
I think back in the day, like, the BO was so prevalent that people just,
like, you just didn't care. Yeah.
No, I think they did, because I heard something not that long ago, like, rich people with their fucking, like, kerchiefs in their pockets or whatever,
yeah,
used to dip it, like, in perfume, so, like, when they walked by poor people, they could just, like, hold it over their noses.
I was gonna say, so you could wipe it on someone's pussy before you smashed it.
No, but I think that's, like, where the expression hold your nose comes from.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We have it pretty good that, like, most people bathe and put on deodorant and stuff.
God.
Like, onus on most. I mean, you've never gotten...
We get to enjoy...
It's not perfect.
I've put my mouth on fuck knows what because it was freshly bathed. Like, I don't want to think about what my sex life...
You don't think you would have eaten ass in the 15th century?
Oh, my... Like...
I think that's how the plague started.
Like, yeah. Think about it. Not only was it just unbathed ass, you washed yourself with, like, what, a chunk of wood?
Yes, you don't even have toilet paper.
Yeah, but then...
And even toilet paper is
eating
barbaric.
Ass was probably fatal, like, 300 years ago.
You... Every inch of it was disgusting. You're eating God knows what barely cooked food, like a porridge that's been in your mud hut for 18 years. Like, it's been passed generation to generation. Then... The asshole stinks to God knows what. And then if you do cop an E. coli off it, congrats. You just die. Civil War style, Oregon Trail dysentery. You're just fucking dead. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always done that, and I get kind of resentful that, like, kids in the past 5-10 years have started, like, picking up on it.
What, eating ants?
Yeah, I feel it's like I was into the band, like, from their first album. And, like, now that they have an MTV
before
hit.
It was, you were eating ass before it was cool?
Yeah, I was, like, eating ass for Kill 'Em All, and now, like, the Black album. So, you motherfuckers act like you've been there all along.
Either eating Enter Sandman ass.
But you can take pride in knowing that, like, yourself. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't have to get credit to know that you were one of the pioneers.
I
saw Metallica when they were playing for 50 people.
I was.
You're going to see them at Northwest Stadium.
I was not an ass eater for a while, but I fell into it. I was like, whatever, it's 2020.
I mean, as long as you find the girl attractive, I think that's a good indicator. If you're not willing to eat her ass, you're not really that attracted to her.
I'll put that in my vows. I knew this was the
thing. Do we have time to cover that, or have we talked too much about politics?
No, well, we're at the 1 hour mark. I don't know if you want to get home or not.
Well, we could do 10 or 15 more minutes.
Sure.
Tell us about your weekend.
Oh, my weekend.
Delve into eating ass more.
Yeah, did you eat ass this weekend?
I did not. I don't really do much sexually at the moment because my girl is fucking massive. I
thought that's what doggy style was for.
And ass eating.
You can't do the dog. No, you have to basically just missionary. Or, like, side missionary.
Missionary?
Yeah. Like,
that seems like the worst option.
Can't you just put, like, a little pillow or something to hold the
baby? Well, what, for me staying hard or for her not, like, aborting our child?
Yeah, exactly.
With, like, her body weight.
How the hell could you be on, I don't know.
Like, missionary over the side of the bed kind of
missionary like this, not laying on her, but, like,
perpendicular like off missionary. The side of the bed?
Yeah, okay. That kind of shit. It's not really good right now. Yeah. I'm masturbating a lot more than I used to. I'm like Don Corleone.
You got friction burns down there?
I'm drinking more wine than I used to.
He's been putting Stepbrothers on the TV. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot more.
What are you doing in there, John? Nothing.
I just love this Adam McKay masterpiece. Fuck off.
Boats and hoes again?
Yes, boats and hoes again. Go get bigger, bitch. Yeah. No, we've been looking at wedding venues, you know, because that's what you do after you dump a load in someone. And
yeah,
it takes.
I forgot for a minute that you guys aren't married yet.
Yeah, we act like all the passion's been drained, so you assume that the wedding's already occurred.
So no. I know your dad is no longer here, but I'll repeat what one of my friend's dads told me when his fiance was having the baby before they got married, and he said, "You know what, Patrick? Back in my day, we'd get married first, then we'd have a baby." I was like, "You know what? It's not back in your day anymore, bro."
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm going to have that a legal bastard, you know. I don't think
for how long? When are you guys going to get married?
2026. But I don't know if that unbastards them. Like, I think they're bored out of wedlock.
No one cares.
I thought bastard just meant you're fatherless.
No, I meant like you're born out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baby's going to be damned to eternal hell.
Yeah, oh God, there's so much fun shit you get to debate. Like, neither of us are particularly religious, and yet there was still a fight over which faith
baptisms.
We would baptize them in, just to shut up old Maria, Papa.
Let him choose his religion when he chooses his gender.
I
6 to 10 years.
Okay, you know what? I actually have something I do need to ask you all, and like anyone listening, this is no bullshit. It'd be great if Will just ripped one into the mic after this, or I had a joke, but like. I have done no research, really, and this is scary to say. I've done no real research on the kid coming and, like, what you're supposed to do, what to expect when you're expecting, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the kid's due in a couple of months, so I have to have a decision on this one thing. Should I get his, like, little dick clipped or no?
I think so. I mean, you and I are cut.
We are. We are. But, like, again, I think the people that don't do it are very vocal about how it's, like, better for you and all that horse shit.
You're just making fun of Trump supporters. Just because they're the loudest doesn't mean they're the brightest.
Yeah. I think in America, probably just defaulting to getting snipped.
Yeah, like, I mean, think about, like, his sex life in the future. Like, you don't want some chick pulling down his pants and, like, going, ugh.
Yeah, and you gotta, if you don't get your hood clipped, you gotta, like, wipe away the schmegma and shit like that.
I've heard that's kind of bullshit, but, I mean, you could get phimosis. So it's like, if there's too much foreskin, you could piss, and you piss into your foreskin, and it, like, blows up like a water balloon.
But can't you just roll back your foreskin?
Yeah, but do you want to do that?
I think that'd be hilarious. Like,
no, that happened like Sam Roberts. That happened, and he had to get circumcised when he was like 19 or something.
But like, I don't want to sound like the grossest motherfucker ever. I would just like
have a moil
piss like that,
suck the blood,
and like let my dick blow up like a frog's neck, and then just like pull on my shaft, and then like kaboom, and all the piss comes out at once, and it sounds like a cloudburst storm. That sounds fucking tight.
Think about it.
I guess unsnipped is the way to...
No, dude, you gotta get them clipped.
unless you or your wife have some like religious reason to not do it, then I would just probably
I'll die on this hill. Like, get them clipped.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Think about it. Like,
I was very
50-50. I think in the U.S. most women are grossed out by uncircumcised dicks.
So like 20 years from now, when he's gangbanging a 50-year-old Bonnie Blue,
nice.
Do you want other people laughing at him?
That's true. Yeah. I don't. I want him to have a normal-looking penis.
All right. Normal in America is clipped.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Fair enough.
If we were in Greece, then I guess it would be unclipped. I don't know.
Yeah, oh yeah. Dad was unclipped.
Oh, how the hell do you know this?
The taste. But also, we grew up in the same house. Like, pants were kind of optional with that guy.
Yeah, no, I've
time.
Definitely seen both our parents naked. I don't remember, like, foreskin.
Your mom clipped?
Neither one. Her
mom is definitely not unclipped, if you get what I'm saying. Fucking no shaving instrument has been
what
anywhere
other decisions
near there.
Do you need to make about this child? You might want to like shift away from the Last of Us subreddit to about
figure out like how
being
to feed
a parent.
This fucking
no, I mean,
like neither
of
us have kids. We don't fucking know anything.
Neither does
nothing
Kelly.
Else is particularly permanent in terms of the original shit. Like
Oh, because you got to get it done, like, immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their dick clipped, like, toot sweet, man. Like, fucking, they tie off his little umbilical cord.
Like, immediately after birth?
I don't know. I don't know, actually, but it's fast. I feel like you might take him home with a banged up brick. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Just knock it out.
No, the other, yeah, the we were debating the religion for the baptism.
Not Catholic.
See, I was.
Can you put agnostic on the birth certificate?
Well, yeah. No, you don't have to put shit on the birth certificate. Oh, okay. But, like.
To get it baptized or whatever.
Yeah. So, like, I wanted to notch one with our mom. Not that it matters. She's not leaving us any money. But I was like, yeah, we can baptize him Greek Orthodox. I don't give a fuck. And then Kelly, like, all of a sudden was like, what if we did Catholic? And, like, I don't know if it was, like, I had 4 hours of sleep. And I was, like, pissed that after having dog shit sleep on a Friday night, I was up bright and early on a Saturday to drive to a fucking winery to see if we wanted to get married there. And it's the same thing over and
over
and over.
What was the verdict decision on that?
I flipped out.
You're not going to get married at the winery?
Oh, no. No, we're not getting hitched at the winery. But, like, I flipped out. I was like, I lost it about the Catholics. Like, and again, I'm not anti-Catholic in the sense that, like, if someone's Catholic, I don't give two shits. But, like, the Catholic Church is an institution, man. Like, I flip the fuck
bad
out
track record.
We all just watched, what was it, Spotlight?
Searchlight? Yeah. Not just that. Like, you realize that, like, so much of what has happened politically, not to bring it back there, I'm sorry, but, like, so much of the right-wing thing was, like, in 80, Jerry Falwell, before, like, this happened. It was only the Catholics that cared about abortion. Like, even really right-wing, like, Protestants and Baptists and shit, they just called abortion, like, the Catholic issue. They didn't give a fuck. Like, because, truthfully, there's not much in the Bible, if anything, regarding this. You know what I mean? But it was the Catholics who were like, oh, the instant the soul enters his little blood clot, you're killing your damn.
I mean, without getting too deep into it, the whole abortion thing is not really what it appears to be on the surface. Like, it's just weaponizing stuff against women and poor people.
It's just
not,
wedge issues.
They don't care about
fucking wedge issues. Yeah, it's like, oh,
as soon as kid is born, they'll throw him in the fucking
our
trash
policies
fire.
Suck, but, like, you gotta, you know, abortion kills a baby, so vote for us anyhow.
That and the anti-frotrogeny pope just died.
Yeah,
so this new guy might be fucking like capo de tutti capi finocchio.
Yeah. I love Will's level of Godfather / Soprano.
Godfather Italian. Kiss expert.
Yeah. New York Italian that isn't like actual Italian.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I flipped the fuck out. Like, I don't lose my shit much.
Do you know any Catholic person who, like, doesn't describe, like, a traumatized upbringing from Catholicism?
No, I don't.
Every person who's a mess says, like, oh, yeah, I was raised Catholic.
And
people
honest,
instantly know what that means.
I don't think my chick listens to this show, so whatever. But, like, I know the stereotype is, like, the Catholic girls are, like, fucking nuts in bed from the repressed, like, kind of child, you know, upbringing shit. But they just seem repressed, period. And I've never seen them really, like, unleash. Like, every Catholic chick I've been with has just been very, like...
None of them ate ass.
No. I've only been... ass eaten once, and that was by an Asian professional.
What was his name?
Well, no, like,
this guy from Last of Us.
Did you see it or did you just feel it?
What?
Because
they didn't hold a mirror up to it.
Yeah,
like,
she probably just
ills.
Like licked her fingertip and made it.
Oh no, there was mouth on my anus. Okay. Yeah, I did not care for it. It felt like having my butt wiped with a wet toilet paper piece, but.
I wouldn't mind it, but, like, my asshole's just, like, a mess from, like, hemorrhoids and shit. Like,
yeah.
So I feel bad for any woman.
It's yeah. Like, I was very proud. I turned to her, and I was like, again, her grasp of the language, I'm sure, was limited. But I was like, I'm enjoying this about as much as I think you are. So let's move on
I think
to something
the Catholic stereotype schoolgirl, I think that was, like, all those women back at, like, our mom's ages. In, like, the 50s, we're going to, like, Catholic high schools where it's, like, all girls. So, like, the stereotype about them being crazy in bed was because they were, like, repressed because they weren't even around men at all.
Okay.
I think it's all going back, like, way back to that. Not, like, modern.
Yeah, I think.
Catholic woman in 2025.
Our age, like, the chicks I knew who were whores were more, like, almost like the Righteous Gemstone type of Christians. Like, going to Young Life, if you remember what that was. Or, like, what's it just called? Like, non-denominational.
what, like a Unitarian or something?
No, I just like where it's just like, oh, I'm just like a Christian.
Oh, but gotcha.
Any chick like made a big deal about being Christian in high school was like getting banged out by like 8 guys by 10th grade.
I was pulling an exorcist, like fucking herself with the crucifix in the altars.
All right, so yes to the snipping, no to the Catholicism.
Yes.
Okay.
What did Kelly want as far as the foreskin was concerned?
I think she's pro-snip.
All right, yeah.
But I think if I made a stink either way, she would have been fine
with it. Should probably read up on it, but I would, as an outsider, I think just...
Yeah, I think most doctors
making him fit in
also
is probably
say,
the best
like,
thing you can do for him.
It's almost like getting vaccinated. Like, I think that's the default thing. You gotta, like, complain if you
not,
don't want
not
it.
Anymore. Yeah.
Oh, God, I know. Fucking, that's the other thing with this fucking anti-vax bullshit. Your
oh,
kid
God.
Can get measles and stuff. Oh, God.
Nothing has angered me more with all this political idiocy than the anti-vax crap. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Taking fluoride out of the water? Like, just proven shit from like 50
plus
years
ago. Was
the
fluoride thing actually dumb?
The fluoride thing is the dumbest shit. Okay. Them taking the fluoride, you're going to read, when we're in our 70s, you'll be reading about how all these fucking people from Florida have the worst teeth in the country for that exact reason.
Big Book of British Smile shit.
Like, they're conspiracy theorizing all this shit that, like, one,
yeah,
doesn't affect
like
anything
studies
politically.
That show, like, if you take 5 times the dose of fluoride present in this shit, it's bad. Guess what? Like, huge doses of fucking anything can be bad for you. Any vitamin I take is, like, don't take 10,000% of your daily fucking amount.
Yeah, that was the only thing I heard, like, prior to Trump. Like, you know, I get vaccinated and shit, but the fluoride thing I've heard for a while.
No,
it's the same people. Like, it's the same idea of like anti-vaccine.
Again, they find like
thing.
One fucking weird quacky study that like isn't particularly able to be replicated anyhow.
The problem is all this scientific shit has been around for so long, like the discoveries and the application of it for so long that like not many people alive have seen what it was like beforehand when we didn't have all these vaccines.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Motherfuckers
so like,
and
now they think
lungs
they're like
and
too
shit.
Smart. Like, oh, we don't need that shit. It's like,
yeah, they're
so many fucking people died from the measles.
Well,
back in the day.
That's why, like, if you remember, Mitch McConnell was like always wearing a mask and like pro-vax because he actually had what the fuck? No, I'm forgetting. Not measles.
It wasn't polio.
Polio. He did have polio. Right, he almost died when he was like 6 or something.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's a generation, like our mom's generation, like. Kids would just die every summer from going to the fucking pool. It was like, oh, yeah, Tommy's not with us anymore because he got pool polio.
That's why all those families used to have like 6 or 7 kids because only half of them were going to fucking live to like become adults.
That or the
back in the day before all these scientific discoveries of like the 20th century, basically. And now now these idiots are like trying to roll all this shit back. It's like,
it's dumb people who have to think they're smart by believing something contrarian. They're like, you know what? You think
it's
you're
so
fucking
dumb.
Smart, but I actually know X, Y, and Z.
Yeah,
I watched the video on YouTube.
Fluoride in the water supply helps to like people that don't have money to spend on high level dentistry. It keeps their teeth strong. So like kids that don't have fluoride will end up with fucked up teeth.
Yeah, I pay
it's pretty
extra
much like,
for them to bukkake my teeth every 6 months with fucking extra
We will
fluoride.
Be fine as 40-something adults, but like kids growing up in, I know they pass it in Florida. I don't know where else it's going to happen, but it's just the dumbest shoot yourself in the foot idiocracy type bullshit. And it's just like, oh my God.
You mean the governor who wore heels and tried to hide it was the one who passed it?
Yes.
DeSantis. You know, like, he got caught like wearing lifts, or
he
appeared
taller. Yeah, he like always wears these
days.
Boots.
Well, I mean, those guys all have to pretend they're big, tall, tough, strong, tough guys, right? Like that's.
But he's like legit wearing heels because he had to hide it. So he's wearing like.
He's a huge pussy, dude. He's a piece of shit. He's not a tough guy at all.
I have to go to that state so often because my girl's fucking family lives down there.
Yeah,
I like Florida.
I like it for fucking 48 hours because
depends
I go
on
there
what's where you're going down there.
And so much of Florida is just people that escape New York. So there's a goddamn, as they pronounce it down there, Mario's. There's a deli down there every bit the equal of shit that I would eat at like Brooklyn or the Bronx. And so I go there, I get a chicken parm once a day, and then I fucking fly out. That's it.
I went to Florida a couple times as a kid to go to like Disney and shit, and then a couple times as a grown up to go to spring break, and that's pretty much it. So I don't.
I don't travel much, but I've been to Florida like a lot. I remember one time we went as kids, and I think you weren't old enough to be like getting horny for chicks yet, but I was.
No, I think I was like in seventh grade.
Really? Okay.
But I was maybe still at that age where it's like you are very aware that you're a kid and they're an adult.
Yeah. I just remember like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing in real life. Like, and I think the three of you like went to the beach or something. And I was like, I'm going to stay in the room. And like, I just literally stared at the hotel window and it was like coming on the
Tommy curtain. Boy.
Yeah. Just fucking jizzing all over the place. Girls. At like fucking women that were like 3 inches tall because we're like on the 10th floor. Still being like, I can imagine that bikini.
See, if you don't get your son snipped, man, he's going to like injure himself when that day
comes.
Oh,
you can do horrible things. Like there's a, like the same skin little flap that you have between your tongue and the bottom of your mouth. There's one of those for your fucking dick and foreskin. Like, and yeah, if you're
you gotta get them
banging
sick, bro.
Too hard or even jerking too hard, that rips and then like blood starts coming out.
Do you have any other parenting things you want to ask us before we wrap up?
Like, nah, just cock stuff.
Okay, so get him vaccinated, snipped.
Just baby cock talk, yeah.
I'm thinking Scientology maybe. Do they baptize?
Dude, if it got him like fame, I don't.
You were lamenting the fact that you're not a professional comedian, so maybe if you get him in with the Hollywood,
get him in with Cruise, yeah,
be a famous someday.
I was gonna say my condo overlooks the pool, so if you ever want to jerk off from seven stories,
and you just have that hardwood, yeah, so I could wipe it right up afterwards. You'd never be the wiser.
Even when I was getting the inspection done, the inspector was looking out. There's some like hot piece of ass in a green bikini. We're both just like staring at her.
Oh. And you know what? I love. There's nothing better than doing that, and there's nothing worse than if either of you verbally acknowledge it.
Oh, we did.
I always feel the magic is lost in that moment.
Check out the green bikini.
Yeah, it's like, I know. I've been looking at pussy for fucking 35 years. I figured it out, Chief.
But Richard, how could you be doing your work if your briefcase is over here?
Sinner.
Don't forget to bring your stepbrother's DVD when you go jerk off at your brother's condo.
All right, let's call it a night. Get the fuck home, you two.
All right, this is Papa's political basement.
There you go.